You can take part in the program as it happens. This is our Vents Day segment. It is specifically designed for just listener comments. There are no studio guests in this segment. We're talking about the top stories of 2015 and resolutions for 2016. You can join in at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So just to round these out a little more, getting to a single list of the top news stories of the year 2015 proved a bit more difficult than we thought, because it's not just general news organizations that put out such lists. If you web search top stories 2015, you get the top news stories of the year, the top entertainment stories of the year, the top sports stories, the top Catholic stories, apparel stories. You get the picture. Let's get your take. What comes top of mind about the biggest news stories of the year 2015? And it should go without saying, they certainly do not have to be positive stories. Both of our states had mass shootings in this year, including the one at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg in October. Whether it's national or local, general or specific, let's get your vote for the top news story or stories of the year. 800-838-3760, if that is the angle you want to pursue, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. So now topic two, we shift from the backward focus on the year ending to a look ahead to the year beginning. It's New Year's resolution time. We do this on the final Vents Day of most years. Make a resolution. It could be for you, something you'd like to do next year that maybe you did not do this or any other year for that matter. And it could be for somebody else. Do you want to make a resolution for a political figure to shut up and read a book? How about a resolution for some other kind of leader, from football coach to Al-Qaeda leader? Anything goes, and the more the merrier. Let's get your resolution or list of resolutions, either for yourself or somebody else. And don't forget, these work in both directions, too. You could look ahead to resolutions that were not followed in 2015 and the news stories you would like to see in 2016. So we do this in a couple of different directions here on Vents Day this week. Your questions and comments make up the segment. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Carter in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I'd like to bring up what I consider a very underreported but a major story in this country, and that is affection famine.
Mm-hmm.
That is the title of a chapter in a book called The Loneliness Cure by Corey Floyd, Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a professor of human and family communication at the University of Arizona in Tucson at the present time. And I commend the book to everyone. I commend to learn as much about what's going on in this country about affection and how it's affected, as it was indicated in the Diane Rehm show on Monday on this frequency from 7 to 8. Of how technology is impacting our healthy habits of eye contact and touch with one another.
And
so I am going to be working on being a more affectionate person with myself and others in 2016.
Loneliness Cure is written by who again?
The Loneliness Cure is published this year in May. And the author is Corey, K-O-R-Y, and the last name is F-L-O-Y-D.
F-L-O-Y, Floyd, Corey Floyd, okay. Great, good subject to bring up, Carter. Appreciate that, because I know that as we go through the year and get news stories like lonely shooter shoots up X, you know, because we have a lot of X's this year and a lot of other years as well, what it is that gets people so separated from one another, what it is that leads to the sense of isolation that some people feel. This would not be the first time. I'm trying to think of which, it gets to the point, I'm trying to remember which mass shooting I'm talking about here, but a couple of times where the notes left behind by the people who perpetrated the shootings were about they couldn't get girlfriends, or girls ignored them, or they just felt lonely, and that's why they felt like they had to strike out. So great topic to bring up. Appreciate that, Carter in Wolf Creek. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. What's your take on the top stories of 2015, resolutions for 2016, or flip it around, top stories you would like to see in 2016 and resolutions that got observed or not in 2015? 800-838-3760 to join the discussion on Vents Day. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So let's take a look at some of the top stories of the year. I believe this is AP's list in order. Number one, Islamic State. for the top story of the year worldwide, gay marriage in the United States, number two on the list because of the Supreme Court ruling allowing people to marry of the same sex in all 50 states. The attacks in Paris, number three on this list. And that actually is two attacks in Paris because we're talking about the Charlie Hebdo attack early in the year and then the militants shooting people in Paris in November, killing 130 people in attacks in Paris, leading to behind that mass shootings in this country, 14 victims in San Bernardino, 9 people in Charleston, a professor and 8 students at Umpqua Community College, 4 Marines and a sailor in Chattanooga, 3 people at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado. So mass shootings, a very big story in this year. Black deaths and encounters with police, number 5 on the AP list of the year's top stories. Number 6, terrorism worries, which goes back to Islamic State and the Paris attacks and the general sense of fear that exists in the country and in the world as well about what terrorists might be up to next. Let's get your take on top stories of the year 2015, resolutions for the year 2016. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area by phone, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So we got to number 6 of the 10 on the Associated Press top 10 stories of the year, which was terrorism worries, followed by number 7, the U.S. election campaign, which seems like it has gone on for a very long time already. If you think about it, the first debate was actually in, was it August? So we have been in it for a few months now, but we've got a long time to go because, let's see, it's a, let's say 10 months now until we actually have the election for president, because we have to get all the way through October before we do the voting in early November. But a long election campaign, a lot getting said by a lot of people. Donald Trump certainly in the front of that. He's not listed as an individual issue this year, but I'm sure he is on some people's lists. What do you see as the big stories of the year, the big newsmakers of the year, the big trends, good or bad, that seem to have been established this year that you either hope continue or you hope get squashed out as we head into 2016? So again, on the AP list, we have the U.S. election campaign. Number 8, climate change. And this is largely about the fact that negotiators from pretty much all the countries on the planet reached the first of its kind agreement in Paris on curbing greenhouse gas emissions. Lots of questions remain about implementation and enforcement, how they're going to make these stick, but at least some movement made on climate change. Number 9 in the AP's list of the year's top 10 stories is the Charleston church shooting all by itself, as opposed to being part of the mass shootings in number 4. That one in particular, because we're talking about a white gunman telling these people you're doing bad things to this country because you're black and you have to be killed, and shoots 9 people. It led to other events down the road, including the removal of the Confederate flag from the South Carolina State Capitol in Columbia. So a bunch of other things set in motion by the Charleston church shooting. And then number 10 on the AP's list is the migrant crisis in Europe. And all the migrants flooding into Europe from Syria and other parts of the Middle East, avoiding civil war there. So that's the AP's list of the top 10 stories. They have lists for California and Oregon as well. Let's get your take. What do you think the top stories of the year were? What are the things you wish you had heard in this year and didn't? The things you would like to see in 2016, either as a resolution or as a news story. 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. This call is Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Howdy.
First of all, I should say to anybody that is within a hearing distance of me, either here on radio or on any internet, please, please, calm down.
Calm down about what?
Well, everything is so strident anymore. It's like, Jeffrey, when you listen to the radio or you watch things on TV or you walk even walk by a place where there's a sale going on, you go, should I consider that or should I not? But basically, Jeffrey, what it comes down to is that you are yourself, and no matter where you go, there you are. And believe me, Jeffrey, this is a global situation, and people should just, like, kind of settle down where they are and think about where they are, where they're staying, and be happy with that.
It is similar to something I've talked about for years now, which is having a chill-out human race day where we all sit down and be quiet for a few hours or maybe an entire day and relax and not fear all the things that we do tend to fear on a regular basis.
Correct. So.
All right. Thank you for that, Jamie. Good to hear from you.
That's my New Year's resolution. Settle down. No matter where you go, there you are.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks for that, Jamie. Take care. This is Wolfgang in Sunny Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I was thinking of what constitutes a big story. You know, we are fed so much in terms of news, in terms of, you know, the election theater. It's all entertainment. It's all stuff that's supposed to distract us. And what really is, I was thinking, what's my big story? You know, and we're almost guilty for not remembering this shooting and that shooting and that assassination and this catastrophe. We need a relationship with the stuff that happens in our life. So I'm almost saying, forget the big story. Look at what affected you, or look at maybe what happened in your life, people that you encountered, that you didn't give the chance to be a big story in your life because there was all the distraction. You know what I mean? So in a way, that's also my New Year's resolution, because I want to not be as torn apart by, I have to do this and this and this and this and this. I want time for myself. I want time to take care of myself, to be creative, to have fun, even in small things, right? So maybe the big isn't such a good deal.
All right. It sounds similar to what Jamie's talking about, where you're talking about taking stock of your situation and listening and appreciating where you are and who you're with.
A little less dogmatic, if I may say so.
All right. Thanks for that, Wolfgang. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, the final Vents Day for this year. Gives us a chance to look back at the top news stories of the year 2015 and what you would vote for as the number one news story or a set of them. And also a look ahead to what could be New Year's resolutions for the year 2016. Not necessarily just for yourself, but for somebody. Do you want to make a resolution for Donald Trump, for example? Do you want to make a resolution for Hillary Clinton? Do you want to make a resolution for any Islamic terrorist anywhere? You know, this can be both punitive and encouraging as well. So it doesn't have to be necessarily nasty, but let's get your take on New Year's resolutions for 2016 for you or for somebody else. Top stories of the year 2015, and then you can flip those around. Things you would like to see in the news in 2016, or resolutions that were fulfilled in the year 2015. This is Vents Day, your chance to vent about this. 800-838-3760 to vent by phone, by email. The address is jx@jeffnet.org. I'm trying to figure out the name of this person on this email. Let's just say Rains. The resolution for this year was to bake a cake a week. It's been a great year. So thanks for that. I thought it originally said eat a cake a year, but then Colleen increased the font size that I could see. It was to bake a cake a week. So that's great. whether or not you ate it, maybe apart from the main question. What would you like to see in 2016 for yourself or for other people? What did you see in 2015 that stands out to you? This is your chance to vent your spleen on this. 800-838-3760 over the phone. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I want to look for hashtags for resolutions 2016 and for New Year's resolution. And not finding as much as I really thought I would find out here, but some interesting ones along the lines of what Jamie and Wolfgang were talking about. Things like what you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create. That was apparently spotted on Victoria Beckham's Instagram under the hashtag New Year's Resolution. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, ditched bottled water is a New Year's resolution from somebody here, pointing out that 80% of recyclable plastic bottles end up in landfills every year. More than 25% of bottled water comes from a municipal supply, the same place as your tap water. So a few votes to change your behavior about bottled water. in the year 2016. Also in the New Year's resolution list, some ones that are very, very sort of spiritual and philosophical, and some that are very much just about practices. Like, should going cashless be one of your resolutions for 2016? That's one set of votes for resolutions. Let's get yours. What do you think people should be doing in the year 2016 that they didn't do in the year 2015? Or what did they start doing in 2015 that they should be continuing into the next year? What do you see for the year ahead? What do you see of the year that is now coming to a close in top news stories? 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. So to run down some of the top stories in Oregon for this year, it seems like a long time ago now because it did in fact happen in February, right around Valentine's Day, but Governor Kitzhaber resigned in Oregon a month into his fourth term as governor. He got reelected in November, despite the criticism of the behavior of Sylvia Hayes, his first lady, and her mingling of her tasks as first lady with her work as a consultant. And it has turned into what looks like an influence peddling situation where she might have been trying to raise money for herself or gain contracts for herself through her access to the governor. So after all was said and done, and Governor Kitzhaber was in fact reelected to a record fourth term in Oregon in November of 2014, he ended up leaving office in the middle of February in 2015, handing the office over to the Secretary of State, Kate Brown. Now that's a story coming up in 2016, because ordinarily Oregon would not have another gubernatorial election until 2018. But because there needs to be an election to fill out the remainder of the term that John Kitzhaber was elected to, there'll be a vote for a two-year term for governor in 2016 in Oregon. And so that was one of the major stories of the year and will be a story again this year. Another big story in Oregon this year, the legalization of recreational marijuana. It went legal on July 1st. Medical marijuana dispensaries are allowed to sell it at this point. People can grow it and own it by themselves. The OLCC part of things, where the liquor stores begin selling marijuana, won't happen for a few months yet. What else do you have? Well, the big story in Roseburg, of course, was the shooting of the nine people gunned down, seven injured, and the shooter himself dead, apparently by his own bullet, at Umpqua Community College. Huge news story in Oregon this year. Let's get your take. Big stories in Oregon this year, resolutions for next year, for yourself or anybody else. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Peter in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could repeat that one that you just said a little bit ago about what you think, what you dream, all that.
What you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create.
Feel, attract, great. Thanks a lot. I love it.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right.
We'll take more calls here on Vince Day. We've got a few minutes left to take your calls and comments by a phone or by email about the top news stories of 2015 or New Year's resolutions for 2016. 800-838-3760 is the phone number. The email address, jx@jeffnet.org. I haven't talked about some of the other news stories for Oregon, like the fine over not making a wedding cake for a gay couple in Oregon. That was $135,000. They just announced this week they would pay that. Background checks for all gun sales passed the Oregon legislature. We had homelessness in a big way. We had drought in both states this year. Lots of stories to talk about this year. Let's go to Vajra in Sunny Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning, my vent. Well, it's been touched on a number of ways. Carter talked about it. Wolfgang, Jamie, about the lack of connection, the lack of affection. And so for me, I'm looking at these common denominator in the stories, the big stories, and they all go back to that, to the divisiveness, the otherization of people, the expression of anger, the hostility and anger that comes from feeling that isolation. And that's like the thread that's running through it all. And it's the small things. It's the touching people in our lives. It's the affection. It's the loving others, it's listening to others that we need, the divisiveness in the presidential campaign, all of this. And Bernie Sanders, by the way, is speaking to that, that we need to come to people and confront the corporations, which are, you know, only out for greed and profit. It's that whole divisiveness from the earth, from our, considering things as being resources instead of living things and living beings, all of that. We've just lost the connection.
All right, so more relating to each other as human beings, more appreciation of each other as human beings. Thank you for that, Vajra. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Let's got a couple minutes left here on the exchange. I wanted to get to some of the California news stories, too. Some fairly gross ones among them, including the discovery on December 13th of two children dead inside a storage locker in Redding, investigating a child abuse case. I'm getting these from KCRA in Sacramento. That was number 9 on their list. Number 7 on their list was California tightening water restrictions during the historic drought. What else do we have this year? The big wildfires in California. The Sacramento natives who stopped the terror train attack in France, and that was Spencer Stone and Anthony Sadler, along with Alex Scarlatos, who's from Roseburg. So we had guys from both states involved in that. And then one of the other top stories was that Spencer Stone was actually stabbed in Midtown Sacramento in October. He lived and will continue to live. But wow, what a wild year for that young man. Final call here on Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange goes to our old pal Peter Sage. Welcome to Vince Day. We don't often hear from you here.
Well, hey, I saw a cartoon. It was in a comic strip probably 15 years ago, but it just really caught it. It was a husband and wife sitting, and the wife asked the husband, do you have any New Year's resolutions, dear? And he said, yes, I'm going to cut out pineapple. Her response was, you don't like pineapple. And he said, yes, that makes it one of those resolutions that will be easy to keep. If your resolution is to lose weight or to exercise way more than you normally have or whatever, you're giving yourself a really, really big challenge. And I'm not against having a big challenge, but if you want to, it's like having a to-do list. And if the first item on the list is create a to-do list, you get to mark it off immediately. So I'm going to say, find something that you don't particularly like and decide with some resolve to cut it from your life. For me, it would be pineapples. They give me canker sores, or I don't like pineapples.
So. All right, Peter, thanks for that. So
I like my chances.
Okay, so set the bar low is the real story here. I want to thank you for taking part in Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange and for listening.